You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we will draw a winner for the Beacon Fest double pass just after this. And what is this? This is our conversation with Anne O'Brien from the Writers Festival. Hello, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm really well, thank you.
Hey, we're very excited to have you up here because the program for the 2020 Festival has just been announced and it is an absolute stunner of a program.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
I am excited. It's such a long kind of mission. You start with a whole lot of names and some ideas and then you have to turn that into something.
Yeah.
And it's a 200 plus event program. So here we are.
We have actually
finished that part of the recipe and we've got a cake.
Very exciting. Well, what are some of the things that people can see this year? Because there's lots of awesome writers, international and local, coming to Auckland for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we try to do with the program every year is make it broad and make it deep. So there's something for everyone. And I think there's a whole lot of really fantastic international non-fiction stuff. Former President of Ireland, Mary Robinson, Omar Saif Gobash from the Emirates, who's had this extraordinary life, father assassinated when he was six. He's been an ambassador in two different countries. So there's beautiful stuff in that space. Samantha Power, who was at the UN. But, you know, we've also got all this kind of wonderful music. So we're doing a mashup, sort of Catherine Mansfield poems to music and writers responding to them. Julia Dean's Lawrence Arabia. We've got some young people. So we're going to do a session with Joshua Wong via Skype. He's the 23-year-old Hong Kong protester. Chanel Miller, my goodness, she is the 28-year-old who was sexually assaulted on the Stanford University campus and has written the most powerful, brave and beautifully written book.
I know many people who have absolutely said that's just the best book they've read in probably a decade.
It was my book of the year last year and it was given to me by a patron and a board member who had read it and she bought seven copies and started handing them out. Because you have to read
you
this.
You have to read it.
And I read it and it's just, Chanel's a wonderful writer and she's just got this extraordinary story that starts all these conversations. But, you know, we're going to have improv theatre. We've got a beautiful 70-minute theatre piece about Nina Simone with music and text.
Oh, gorgeous.
So, and kids stuff. And, there's just so much in here.
It is kind of something for everyone. And I was saying this earlier on the show, but the thing I always love about the Writers' Festival is it comes just as you're starting to get the winter blues and you're just sort of like, oh, I'm so sick of the kind of short days and all of this.
And then also you get to perfect because you need to find a bunch of books to read for
exactly,
the winter.
Exactly. And then suddenly you've got this smorgasbord of amazing things.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see you've got Bernadette Evaristo on the list there, who was, of course,
huge
the co-winner of the Booker Prize last year.
Yeah.
And she wrote Girl Woman Other.
She did. That's the eighth of her novels. She's worked as a teacher and as a writer, and she was an actor too, actually, at one stage.
Wow.
For years and years. And she's just a wonderful writer. She's also a really kind of straightforward and amazing champion for diversity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's argued very much for black women, you know, in the writing and publishing fields, but also in academia in the UK where she lives. So she's English but of Nigerian heritage. And my, you know, my favourite story about that is, of course, we asked her before she co-won the Booker. So I was at a festival in Edinburgh and I didn't really know her or her work all that well, I have to confess, and I saw her in a session. I just loved her. And
awesome.
I flicked her an email and then saw her walking down a pathway and had a chat and here we are.
That's
so
cool.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You've got some huge names on here as well. Colson Whitehead. I know that was, we have a book review on the show and that was one of the favourite picks for last year.
Really interesting. Well, Colson has been, he's a really good example of how some things take a little while. So we had invited him a few years ago and he was going to come and then it just didn't work out with his schedule and so we've just been waiting for that moment. And now it's coming. Of course, he's the first writer on the cover of Time for more than 15 years. And that work, again, he's got this beautiful book called Colossus of New York, and we've crafted out of that a session about New York with him, Chanel Miller, who we're talking about, and Wally Shawn. So Wally Shawn is a playwright and an essayist, but also an actor. Anybody who loves The Princess Bride will recognise his face. And they're going to talk about the streets of New York, which is just fantastic.
Oh, cool.
But of course, Colson also has got The Underground Railroad about slavery, and now The Nickel Boys, which is really about racism in the United States. So really important work. And
The Nickel
really
Boys
vibrant.
Will be the book the listeners are familiar with.
I think it was Jenna who brought it in.
She brought it in as one of her top picks for last year as well. So
go,
very
Jenna.
Very much looking forward to that.
A woman of taste and discernment, Jenna.
Exactly. What's the poetry sort of sphere looking like in this? Because I know that the Writers' Festival's always been a big champion for poets.
Yeah, well, actually, and there's a beautiful range. So, you know, we've got the UK poet laureate Simon Armitage, son of a probation officer, Yorkshireman, you know, sorry, just being my microphone, waving my hands around. And we've got Jan Kemp, New Zealander, who toured here in the 1970s with Hone Tuwharai and Sam Hunt. Hinewana Baker coming home from Germany with a new collection. But we've also, which happens a lot with us, got a wonderful mashup of sort of poetry and performance.
Yeah.
So Ken Arkine's got a group of spoken word performers out of Auckland to do this lovely kind of hour called Auckland Speaks, where different parts of Auckland respond to each other. Vanessa Krosky's got a whole lot of spoken word performers. And we've got four sort of the rising stars, so Oscar Upperton, Taiye Tibble, Rebecca Hawkes, and someone's going to escape, Freya Daly Sadgrove, who did Show Ponies, which someone may know.
Yeah.
And each of them have been paired with a musician, and they're going to do 15-minute sets in an hour-long session. Cool. So, yeah, and then just to wrap that off, not just spoken word and music, but because Simon's doing something with Paddy Free, but actually Tashani Doshi is this Indian, beautiful Indian poet and writer, and she's also a trained dancer, and she has a dance piece in response to a poem she wrote. The collection was actually shortlisted for major prizes, called Girls Are Coming Out of the Woods, about gender, particularly in India.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, and so she's going to do a 6.5-minute piece, and then some spoken word, and then she'll be in conversation with Sapna Samant. So, we're putting poetry everywhere.
That's awesome. That is really cool. And it's kind of one of those festival programs where you almost just want to, like, throw a dart at a board to pick for you, because there's so much choice, basically, out there. How do you recommend people tackle finding things for them in this program?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I mean, first of all, get hold of that print program or get online. There are print ones, there are online ones. Yeah, people are waving it around. Because it is, you do want to just spend a little bit of time going through. And what I would say is, you know, find those things that really resonate straight away with you. And then pick something that maybe you're interested in but you're not sure of. Because what I always say, and we've maybe said this before here, but it's the things that you didn't, that you discover at a festival that live with you in your heart. And so it's wonderful to see, I mean, don't get me wrong, go to Colson, no question, Bernadine, no question, but that person that you just actually didn't know anything about, and you went into a session and you were taken and you were, you know, the work just sort of moved you.
Well, as you're saying, that's how you found Bernadette in
that's
the first
right.
place. So
there's a moment and it just shifts you, and that is the stuff that you'll just carry with you and as a pleasurable part of it.
That's so exciting.
That's awesome.
So this is happening from the 12th till the 17th of May 2020, and that is at the Aotea Centre, which is always a lovely venue for it as well. Where can people grab one of these print copies?
They should be in your bookstore. They should be in your library. If you haven't got one, contact the office. We'll flip them out. But the online program, the PDF of the online program, is on our website, writersfestival.co.nz, and we can get one in your hands really fast.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to play Lawrence Arabia with Millard, which is his track from the Catherine Mansfield compilation. Thank you so much, Anne, for coming and speaking to us today. You can grab tickets through the website as well, which is thewritersfestival.co.nz. It's going to be very exciting.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.